Hello and welcome back to the TTOT, Tatani Talks OT, the show in season 5 where we talk a thought of the day from an OT to stay. Of course, TTOT standing for Tatani Talks Occupational Therapy. I am a pediatric occupational therapist by trade. Also, hopefully, being OT on target, helping you or anyone you know who might benefit. And also, of course, over time, aside from the day job of working for the city. And here in this season, talking about whatever really comes to mind, different things that happen every week, how it can be helpful to you or those you know. This week, we try oftentimes, while the weather's still nice, fall actually is now my new favorite season. It used to be spring, but fall is fantastic. The weather's crisp, it's nice, even though the clock's changed and the leaves are changing, it's just nice weather. So while the weather is still somewhat bearable, we like to do stuff with kids sometimes. So this week, we went to a nearby farmer's market. Have you ever been to a farmer's market? They're actually fantastic, very fascinating, very interesting. So, of course, I wanted to go for a long time, but the kids were not able to get together in time. So we made it just for the last few minutes, but still was totally worth it to see it. And then afterwards, we went to a nearby playground. Again, you know, I love playgrounds. And that playground actually in that nearby town had a 5-in-1 playground until we found it. I got lost twice. But there was this part of the playground, this part of the playground. Very cool. The weather was very nice. But the farmer's market itself is very interesting. There's a whole row. They're like on the highway. They're a little bit off the highway across from different stores. They have like this big parking lot. There were maybe 20 shops with different stands that one was selling this kind of a cream. And one was selling fruits and vegetables. One was selling cheese. One was selling honey. One was selling drinks. A lot of the stuff was not kosher, regrettably, unfortunately, but our favorite bakery from down the block actually has a stand set up there on Sundays. They're open from 7 to 12. Interesting part of the day, so I guess the people can have the rest of their day back to themselves. And people go about, they bring their kids or they bring whatnot, trying to get fresh produce, fresh fruits, fresh vegetables, and nice baked goods. Of course, the bakery down the block is strictly kosher, gluten-free and non-gluten-free, which works very well for us. So we pop by our favorite bakers from the bakery. We call our, you know, we call them the baker. And they had a stand and we got some cookies from them and like a chocolate-covered pretzels from them. Fantastically delicious. But the idea of a farmer's market is really nice. We want ourselves to have fresh produce. We want ourselves to have fresh fruits and vegetables. And that's why I like to order from Amazon's Whole Foods. Because in the past, I used to go into stores. I don't do that anymore during the pandemic. But when they bring it to us, it comes from the store and it's nice and fresh. So I get different things from the Whole Foods. But to pick it out yourself, to see it in person is nice. When we made it to the market, obviously everyone was wrapping up already. But I was able to see what they had, what they sold. And it's nice to be able to go and pick out your stuff in the community outside with local people selling. Supporting local business is really nice. Supporting small business is really nice. So you could, of course, go to the store if you're comfortable going inside and you want to pick out your produce. That's what I used to do before we had kids. Now it's just too difficult, too time-consuming, too energy-consuming, and just too tedious. So we tell the supermarket, we tell Fresh, Amazon, Whole Foods, not Amazon Fresh, usually Whole Foods, and we tell the local supermarket exactly what we want, and they bring it to us. But there is an idea, there is a concept of choosing your own things, and that's the idea of also going apple picking. Many people go, I know we went growing up a lot, and my wife and I actually took our kids once or twice to one of the farms out here on Long Island in New York, but it's too much walking, too much chasing the kids right now. So my solution was to go to this farmer's market. Of course, we were too late, but that's my own not being able to get everybody out in time. But that was a semi-solution to be able to have them in the stroller, see the different fruits and vegetables, see the vendors, and see their favorite baker having that store. It's interesting to be involved in the farmer's market, and it's interesting to be able to bring kids with you to do different things, especially outdoors while the weather is nice in the fall. Some people have different fairs. We talked about the fair that happened a couple of weeks ago in our town. But when kids are involved and kids are participating, they can be excited about healthy foods. They could want to have the healthy foods. They could like the healthy foods. If we show them the option, they could check out and pick up the item itself. They could feel it. They could see it. They could touch it. They could smell it. All the senses are involved. You know, there are 7 senses besides for sight, smell, taste, hear, and touch. There's also joint sense and movement and body position in space, body movement in space. That's proprioceptive and vestibular. But to be able to have those regular five senses involved in the fruits and vegetables, it's really good for kids to be able to touch and pick out their fruits and vegetables. Farmers market is really nice to be able to support that local business. I know when we went to a farm in a nearby borough, there was also a mini type of farmers market. They had a table with some of the best tomatoes, cherry tomatoes I've ever had, and some of the best vegetables I've ever had. They tasted so good. They almost tasted like candy. It was so, so good. I forget what it was called, but it was kind of like a candy tomato maybe. Something that tasted so, so good. That was also like a farmer's market. It was from that farm that we visited in the Queens County, the nearby borough to us. It was really nice. And again, a lot of walking and chasing the kids nowadays, but we have been in there in the past. They have a nice table where they sold those cherry tomatoes. Delicious, delicious. They also sold arugula or spinach sometimes. It's nice when you can go to a farm and get the stuff, see where it grows, see how it comes and how the kids can be involved. And I recommend, not only is it a nice occupational thing to do with a kid on the weekend on a Sunday, but it's also very functional and it gets them involved. They could be independent what they want to eat or not. When they see it and they came from the farm, it came from the stand, it really is nice for them to be involved. And even if you do order online like we do, you could show the kids the options, ask them what they want. Do they want this so they can eat it? Is that okay? Show them different options, different ideas at dinner. Recently this week, I've been giving them frozen vegetables mixed in with different sauces, like a barbecue sauce, or the other day I made it with salsa. And you could show them and they can have options. Oh, I want the peas. Oh, I want the carrots. Oh, I want the corn kernels. Different things you could show them when they're involved doing it. It's a good thing and they could benefit from it. And then they could feel even more involved. Join us next time as we talk the TTOT, the TOTD, the thought of the day, here on the TTOT. And I'm your host, Tani.